Hello and welcome to Show Me Your Mic, the podcast about podcasting, which you can find online at goodstuff.fm/smym or on Twitter at smym_fm. First off, I want to thank FeedPress for sponsoring this episode. You can visit feed.press/smym and use coupon code SMYM to get 10% off your first year of podcast hosting and analytics. We use them here at Good Stuff for our podcasts. They offer a simple, intuitive, and powerful RSS analytics and podcast hosting platform, subscriber and download tracking, of course, integrated newsletters if you want, 250 megabytes of file storage that rolls over monthly. You can easily upload 4 episodes or more per month, or one a month if you're doing Show Me Your Mic style right now. And upgrading storage is super easy and affordable, starting at a flat rate of just $20 for 1 gigabyte. You can visit, like I said, feed.press/smym and use coupon code SMYM to get 10% off your first year. Thanks to FeedPress for sponsoring this episode. And also thanks to Patreon supporters, possibly like you. Patreon.com/iChris is where you can check out how to get a little more involved directly in my podcasting efforts, supporting it with $1 or $2 a month. You also get to, there's some perks since last time we talked about this. There's a stuffy Slack. The listeners and supporters of Good Stuff shows across the network, if you support us in any way possible on Patreon, you get invited into this special Slack group for listeners. Bunch of great nerds geeking out about podcasts as well as workflows and other geekery stuff. All sorts of fun in there. And so visit patreon.com/iChris. Check out how you can join that. First of all, I want to thank everyone who sent in an audio response. I honestly wasn't sure what to expect when I put this idea out there, and getting 14 responses was way more than I thought would come in. Secondly, sorry for the delay in getting this episode out. Turns out that editing 14 audio responses into a cohesive, interesting episode takes a little longer than just having, you know, an unedited conversation with someone, interview style podcast. Who knew? I probably did. I just, you know, underestimated the amount of time it would take just to put that all together. Finally, before we get into the episode, if you would like to be included in the next episode, as much as 14 was kind of crazy and is a lot to listen to, I still am happy to have more, so don't feel like you can't join in on the fun. Please sign up in the link in the show notes below. I don't have a short URL thing yet for it, but you'll see the link in the show notes. Sign up here. All right, let's get into the episode. So the question I put out there was simply, what is your main motivation for podcasting? And I was really encouraged by the responses people sent in. Listening to their responses has actually reignited my passion for this medium, honestly, and I hope it will for you as well if you're feeling maybe a little burnt out or alone in this massive world of podcasting. So I put the responses into two rough sections: getting great content out and nerding out with friends. Which is not to say there isn't overlap. Obviously, everyone wants to get great content out, and most folks like friends, and lots of people like helping each other. But the question was, what is your main motivation for podcasting in 2016? So let's get to the first section.
Hey, this is Aaron Dowd from The Podcast Dude. So the question is, what is your main motivation for podcasting in 2016? My show is actually about podcasting. I care a ton about podcasts. Podcasts changed my life. They gave me hope when I was in a dark time, and they kind of showed me a different path to go into the future and help me find a new career. And I love podcasts, but I notice a lot of people making mistakes, just having a hard time figuring out how to make a great podcast. So I do my show to try to help everyone make a better podcast, because I love it when people get to share their experiences and tell their stories and help people. So that's my motivation for podcasting in 16.
Hi, this is Alex Knight. I am the founder and creator of the Hologram Radio Podcast Network. My main motivation for podcasting in 2016 is the same motivation I've had from the very beginning. And that is, I want to continue to focus on creating extremely high quality shows with great content. I'm going to continue to focus on just creating good quality shows, both from a storytelling perspective as well as a production perspective as well, because I think those two things need to go hand in hand.
My name is Steve from Circulating Ideas. My main motivation is to get the word out about what libraries and librarians are doing in the 21st century, because a lot of people may have heard stories about libraries are dead and they don't need libraries anymore because we have the internet, which is not true at all, because The internet is just a big old pile of information that needs to be sorted through, just like books are a big pile of information that needs to get sorted through. We're actually a very technology progressive profession. The reason I do the podcast is because I want everybody to know about that. I want to expand the world of libraries so that everybody knows these great things that we're doing. And that's why I podcast, and I love podcasting, and I will continue to podcast.
My name is Tony Spears from, well, formerly from the Reflective Riot podcast. My motivation for podcasting is finally having a more narrow goal that I'm shooting for. When I first started podcasting, I was podcasting for about a year. When it came to topics or like the direction of the show, I was trying to do the jack of all trades, master of none, and that's not really conducive to what people are wanting to listen to. People have topics they want to know about and that they're interested in, and they will listen to as much as they can, or as much as their time will allow, about that particular subject.
Hi, this is Sean Munger, and my main motivation for podcasting this year is to tell a story. I wrote a novel, weird science fiction, magical realism, I guess you'd call it, a book called The Valley of Forever. I had not been having a lot of luck at getting the book published, so I decided that in order to drum up some interest in it, perhaps, or if only just to kind of get the story out there, why not do it as a podcast? And I've had a lot of fun doing it, and my podcast is starting to get some listeners. And the podcast format has really offered me a chance to explore this story in ways that I would never have thought of before.
I'm James Parkinson, and I produce By Association. My main motivation for podcasting in 2016 is to grow my new show and to make it the best it can possibly be. I launched a brand new storytelling podcast in January, and I release episodes monthly. So although I've produced two other shows in the past, I'm taking on a whole new creative process, which is really exciting and challenging as well. My audience, while still relatively small, has quickly become a huge motivation for me. Some people are even saying they want more and wish the episodes were released more frequently, which is great to hear. That encouragement is only, motivating me to improve the show even more and maybe, slowly work towards a long-term goal of bi-weekly episodes. But as they say, always leave them wanting more. And so for now, it's all about quality over quantity.
This is Jason Bryant from Mad Talk Online and the Short Time Wrestling Podcast. The main motivation is to continually provide on-demand content for the sport of collegiate and Olympic wrestling within the United States. Motivations when it comes to finances, yes, I do this for profit. This is my business. The motivation behind that is, time is money. My time is worth what I should get paid for. So there's a little bit of financial motivation, but ultimately producing awesome content is the motivation.
My name is Jeremy Chirfus from Eat This Podcast. Well, I could be flip and say same as it was in 2015 and 2014, but that's not nice. To be honest, I'm just insatiably curious and I like to share what I've discovered. That's why I became a journalist in print and broadcast, and it's why I continue to do it. But I think the reason I podcast is because in some respects it's easier than writing an article. But that's not really true either. I'm not really a fan of interview-style articles, and the Q&A type especially strike me as particularly lame. But an actual recorded interview with an interesting person and an engaged host, well, those I like to listen to. When I started podcasting, it was a side effort from my main job. Back then, I think I had hopes that I could make it pay, but I'm not really very good at the kind of relentless promotion that creates the kind of podcast that sponsors want. So I do it for myself, to satisfy my curiosity and for the external validation of having actual subscribers who seem to like what I do. So far, most of my podcasts have been straight one-on-one interviews because I haven't had the time or the resources to construct much more complicated shows. But that's something I do want to do more of in 2016. And I'm in the middle of one of those right now. So forgive me for being brief. I have a podcast to make.
All right, thanks, Aaron, Alex, Steve, Tony, Sean, James, Jason, and Jeremy. And as I'm saying that, I've realized that last bunch were put in alphabetical order thanks to their file names in Finder. This next section of responses came from folks whose primary motivation for podcasting in 2016 was in the social side of podcasting, something that people outside of podcasting, and even those of us within it, don't often give it enough credit for. It's a ton of fun to get together with friends and chat, and finding people having fun to listen to is part of the appeal of listening to podcasts, no doubt. Let's get to the responses. Who's up first?
My name is Carrie Halstead.
That's Carrie Halstead.
From I Guess We're Grownups Now.
She hosts I Guess We're Grownups Now. Sorry, I had to do that. I've always wanted to mock 99% Invisible just a little bit. Okay, on with the show, Carrie.
I think a lot about this because podcasting for me is a hobby. It's not something I am trying to make a living at. The time I spend on it takes away from my spare time and other hobbies and other obligations. So figuring out my motivation for me is pretty important. I used to be motivated by seeing my numbers increase, like the numbers of downloads. I was never really like trying to build my audience, but it was always fascinating for me to watch the download numbers happen. And I think when I thought about, do I want a podcast, I did think about how many people were potentially listening. For me, most of my motivation is just sheer determination to not quit. Mostly the procrastination around editing new episodes or finding new guests is what makes me unhappy. But the actual execution makes me very happy. So there's a few things that keep me motivated, I guess, that up the happiness quotient. One is Brooke, my co-host, who in a moment of despair about staying motivated back in 2015, I sort of put a call out on Twitter for a new co-host and she volunteered immediately. And it's been really fun building our friendship via podcasting. And that's important to me. So talking with her on a regular basis is important to me. And podcasting facilitates that for sure. Another thing that motivates me is content of the podcast. I still think it's interesting to talk about adulthood. And there's been some really good episodes recently with topics like sobriety and polyamorism. So I still find it interesting to talk about the construct of adulthood. And thirdly, I think people keep me motivated. The guests that come on, the people who respond on Twitter to episodes, just basically, you know, meeting people and making new friends on the internet. All those things combine to make me still happier to be podcasting than to be not podcasting.
My name is Cesare and I host the CuckooConf podcast. Well, my main motivation for podcasting in 2016, well, it's the same reason that motivated me in 2015, talking to people. I interview designers and developers, software designers and developers, and I like to discover what's behind building a product, a software product, the struggles, the joys, the discoveries, the changes of mind, and so on and so forth.
My name is Darren Moser from Earl Grey, a Star Trek The Next Generation podcast. My main motivation for podcasting this year, it's twofold, conversation and camaraderie. Each week on Earl Grey, I get to talk with my two co-hosts, Daniel and Philip, about one of my favorite topics, Star Trek The Next Generation. But it isn't just a conversation. It's the kind of deep talking where you just go full fan on something. You pull out all the quotes, you're talking about these characters, and just the essence of that show, that deep talk where your co-hosts are just as invested in something as much as you are. And it's nuts. And it's still amazing that we find new things to talk about every week. I mean, we've done over 130 episodes over years of discussion, because I think there's also the differences between us where we have different likes, different opinions, and we rotate who comes up with the topics. And, there's no end in sight, and it's just so much fun. But the second half of my motivation is the camaraderie. You know, as I grow older and, we're so connected in social media, but these connections often are they just scratch the surface of a friendship. And I have a schedule, a part of my week, every Monday night that I get to talk with two good friends and it's astonishing who I've never met in person. And I value that time and I guard it against the busyness of my week. And as Captain Kirk would say, if something's important to you, you make the time. And by making the time and setting aside for us to have this camaraderie as we talk Star Trek, it's just really enhanced our friendship. And we're looking forward to meeting each other, you know, for the first time in Star Trek Las Vegas this August. And those, I think, are not just my motivations, but one of the gifts of podcasting is the friendships that come about it. Everyone I know who podcasts has a connection of friendship because of it.
Hi, my name is Imran, co-host of the Jock and Nerd podcast. I'm the nerd. And as everyone knows, this is the best time to be a comic book superhero fan. It is the golden age. So my main motivation for podcasting in 2016 is the fact that I can't geek out enough about all the great movies and TV shows and comic book content coming out. I want to celebrate it with the rest of fellow geekdom, meet new geeks, and turn people on to the source material, the comic books. There's a lot of people are being exposed to superheroes for the first time, and I just feel like reaching out and telling everyone, hey, if you like this, definitely read this trade paperback. If you like this character, check out where he came from, and there's 50 years of great stories just waiting to be consumed. I just can't contain my geekery, and I want to share it with the world.
I'm Stephen Penny from the TexPats podcast. I actually started podcasting as an outlet for my interest in tech and the latest tech news. I'd recently moved to Helsinki in Finland, and while I had a large social circle, none of them were really into tech in the same way I was. So I put the call out on Twitter and Facebook to see if anyone else wanted to get together. Lo and behold, a few people replied back. We're still going strong now, having just recorded our 69th show earlier today, in fact, on the 14th of April. So there's still lots to talk about, lots to discuss.
Hey, this is Reagan from The Short Game. The question, I guess, was what is your main motivation for podcasting in 2016? And I'm going to try to answer this honestly. And the fact is that, I mean, my podcast, The Short Game, we're a podcast about playing short video games, the bit of a book club. I guess my main motivation is that I really enjoy the process. My show is a kind of a panel discussion, but it's with some folks that are longtime friends. You know, my twin brother is one of my co-hosts, a friend from a job I had a while back, and we're no longer living in the same city. And even a close friend who I grew up with, talking about something that we all really love, that's video games. And I started a work-from-home job about a year and a half ago, and that can be a little isolating. I don't see a lot of people in my day-to-day job. I'm working from home. I'm talking to people over the phone. Talking to these close friends every week is a real outlet for me. It's sort of my social hour once a week. Now, I'd also say that I really hope to kind of shine some light on a particular thing that I'm really interested in, which is that I think that there's a lot of really exciting and interesting stuff happening in these shorter video games. Really, what it's all about for me is I just love doing it because for me, it's a social thing, which is a little bit embarrassing to say, but it's sort of what I do.
All right, thanks, Carrie, Cesar, Darren, Imran, Stephen, and Reagan. I've been trying to come up with a nice wrap-up statement for this episode, but it's difficult because the responses were so varied. The through line for me, though, is like I said in my intro, listening to all these folks talk about their podcasts with enthusiasm and excitement makes me excited to do more podcasting. I really love this medium, and I really, really enjoyed putting this episode together, but it definitely is a lot more work than a regular Show Me Your Mic episode. Now that I know what's involved, I'll hopefully be a little better prepared for next month's episode, which I'm already late for sending out the question to. So I'd like to get this episode out to you before I send the next question, so I'll wait a few days before sending an email. Sometime early next week, you should get something from me if you signed up to be a participant in the experiment. And like I said, it's not too late to sign up for this next month's question. Do so in the show notes below. I'd love to know your thoughts on how it went. Leave a comment on the episode page in our subreddit. Send me a tweet. Drop me a comment in the Stuffy Slack if you're a Patreon supporter. So there you have it. That wraps up the first episode of this new direction for Show Me Your Mic. Thanks again to all the folks who sent in responses. I'll have the links to their respective shows in the show notes. You can follow me on Twitter at iChris. I occasionally post a Snapchat while I'm editing / recording podcasts. I'm iChris306 on there. Show Me Your Mic is SMYM_FM on Twitter, and Good Stuff is Good Stuff FM, all one word. That's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.
I'm recording this on a Shure SM7B through a PreSonus 2 preamp and a Scarlett 18i20 into Logic Pro X on my Mac.
I recorded this on a Shure SM7B large diaphragm dynamic microphone.
I recorded this on a Blue Yeti into GarageBand.
I'm recording this on a BM800 XLR microphone, which runs into my Behringer X1204 USB, which is very nice. I like it very much, into Audacity.
I recorded this on a Samson Meteor mic into Audacity software.
This was recorded into Logic Pro with the Rode Procaster microphone.
I recorded this on my trusty AT2005 running through my Yamaha MG102C in through a Focusrite 2i2 recording into Adobe Audition.
I recorded this on a Samsung QU2 in GarageBand.
I recorded this on a Shure SM58 into Audacity for Mac.
I recorded this direct into my Roland R26 recorder and then cut it up using Reaper.
I recorded this on a Blue Snowball into Apple GarageBand.
I recorded this on an ATR 2100 right into my little Zoom H5 recorder.
I'm recording this as well as my podcast on a Samson Meteor mic and into lowly, cheap, free GarageBand.
Yep, I consent for this recording to be used in Show Me Your Mic on goodstuff.fm. Gotta love Saskatchewan.